Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps. Welcome.
The Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights, big city. We got two big shots tonight because the Mets won. The Yankees won, so let's pour up. One for Giancarlo Stanton. He was due. Big G needed that. He came through, getting ready for the postseason, not stopping doing what he does until the postseason. When he got the opportunity, he came up with the bases loaded, a three-run double, bases clearing double to take the lead, and the Yankees would not relinquish that lead. On the other side, Brett Beatty Bonds, after he made a defensive gem, he hops up, goes back up to the plate, and he hits a booming three-run homer. The great Sweeney Murdy told us that three-run homers win ball games. That one blew that game open where you're like, hey, they're not going to lose this game now, right? 6-0, going up six runs. The series is in hand, and you feel good about where you are if you're a Mets fan. 888-808-1019. Let's get through these calls, man. I've been keeping you guys waiting. We will get to the football, too. I got some audio and some things I want to play, some stuff I want to talk about with the Giants and the Jets as well. I'm not on tomorrow, so this is my football Friday. Good morning. Good morning. Corey out on Long Island on the Fan. What's up, man?
Yeah, hi. Good evening. I want to bring up a point at the Jets-Bucks game this past Sunday. It was about 3.5 minutes to go. Well, I want to know why the Jets didn't go for a two-point conversion when they came in within a touchdown. I think the Bucs had 26 and the Jets had 19 and decided to go for an extra point.
They still would have lost. Didn't they lose 29-27? Let me go to the score. Yeah, they lost 29-27.
Right, but that put the Bucs, by going for an extra point only, that put the Bucs in the position to put the Jets two scores behind just by only getting a field goal. And if the Jets missed the two-point conversion, they still would have only needed a touchdown to win. So I don't say it was a no-brainer.
I don't think it's a no-brainer. I think people think going for two is just easy. It's a lot easier to kick it through the uprights.
Right, but it wouldn't have hurt the Jets' chance because they still would have needed a touchdown to tie it. Going for the extra point put the Bucs in a position to put the Jets two scores behind with 3 minutes left. Instead of the Bucs would have had to go for a touchdown to put them two scores behind. It would have made it. I know they got lucky by blocking the field goal.
No, I got to go back to that box score. Thanks for the call, Corey, but I think that's incorrect. Maybe I'm not hearing you correctly. The final score was 29-27. So when they kicked the field goal, right? It was 26-26 when No, it was 26-20 when they kicked that field goal. Let me go back to the box score. And then it was 27-26 the Jets took the lead. So if they went for two and made it 28-26, a field goal still wins it. I don't know. Were you sitting on that in your head for a whole week? And like, maybe I'm hearing you wrong. I'm not sure what you're saying with that one. That was kind of out of left field. I was not ready for a thought about why didn't they go for two. Let me go back to week two. Actually, I don't have time to go back to week two. But when we do talk about football, we can go back to that. But I don't think that makes sense. I'm trying to think because I was watching that game. I was doing the Tullamore Dew tailgate at Giant Stadium, at MetLife Stadium, at the Savvy Seats tailgate over there at American Dream. So I was working, but I also was keeping an eye on that game. And I saw the block, and I'm pretty sure, let's see, scoring plays. The touchdown, block kick recovered by Will McDonald, touchdown, and then an extra point. Yeah, it was 20-26, bro. What are we talking about? Got me thinking. So it was 20-26. They score the touchdown, they kick the extra point, they take the lead 27-26. If they would have scored the touchdown 26-26 and then went for two, it would have been 28-26. Field goal still beats them at 29-28. Where are we getting a two-score game from? Now somebody else is going to call and be like, yeah, what he means is if they would have done that in the fourth quarter before that. Back to the baseball. We will get to the football, I promise. We got time. TJ is in Connecticut on the fan. What's up, TJ?
Hey, Keith. I actually met you a couple weeks ago at the Bernie Williams game. I was on the black team and introduced myself at the end of it. I just want to get your thoughts.
Nice to meet you. I know I met a bunch of people out there.
No. It was at the end when we were taking pictures. When we were at home plate, I said I'd listen to your show all the time. So
appreciate it, man. That was a fun day. I wish I could have went to the stadium tonight because Bernie performed tonight, and they had the special Bernie bobblehead. I missed out tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wanted to go tonight, but I was on daddy duty. And tonight was Bernie Williams performed tonight's national anthem for Pulmonary Fibrosis Awareness Month to honor his father's memory. And he's always raising money for that with PFF. Org. So shout out to Bernie and Fortune, all those guys.
Yeah, man, that was such a cool day. I was sitting there talking to Shane Spencer for like 2 hours. It was great.
Isn't he the man? He can tell some good stories too.
Yeah, it was great. But I just want to get your thought. I'm going to hang up after and listen. But so if the Yankees don't win or don't make it or win the World Series, do you think Boone stays?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'll talk to you later, man. Thanks for the call, TJ. Good time out at the Ridgefield Playhouse for Bernie Williams' celebrity softball game. Aaron Boone is safe, especially if they pull off the division. If they pull off the division right here, people are gonna vote for him for manager of the year. Maybe not, but like seriously though, like Boone's message all year about staying consistent and showing up and not panicking and not being irrational and it's right in front of us, and we got to play better, and we got to get it done, and we know what we got to do. And you wish they had another week or so to really lock this down, where maybe the Blue Jays, maybe they play the Blue Jays again, or the Blue Jays play some tougher competition. But Aaron Boone's job is safe. Aaron Boone goes to the postseason. Aaron Boone wins 90 games. Aaron Boone has had a lot more success than a lot of these managers in baseball. Like, Aaron Boone is safe. He just signed a contract extension. He just went to the World Series last year. They have full-on plans of him getting back to the World Series and potentially winning it this year. So, like, if he gets back to the World Series and loses, like, that's a manager managing the team back to the final destination for any team in the American League. We'll see. My guy on the West Side, Jonathan in L.A., back on the Fan in NY.
Yo, what's good, my guy?
What's up, bro?
It all comes down to this weekend, man. And sometimes I think about, if it would have been for all these blown games that Devin Williams did, and, I could just go back to that forget yep. all that. Forget
Gotta forgive. It's in the past. They figured the past. It out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It comes down to tomorrow, man, and I think tomorrow's crucial. I think if we get through Rodgers, I think we got it, man. I got a feeling tomorrow the Jays lose, and if the Yankees win, they control their own destiny, and we'll go from there, man. But I'm telling you, man, if they win the East, I'm nervous already. You know what? For us Yankee fans, the playoffs start tomorrow, man. Because if we lose, oh, like you couldn't say it any more perfectly, man. If we lose tomorrow, hopefully not, knock on wood, and the Jays win, that's going to be it's going to turn us down, and then we're going to have to play the Red Sox on Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever it is. But, I mean, overall, this team is playing really good. I think Caballero, bro, is going to be like the, what was that National League from the Dodgers, the one that he won the MVP?
Tommy Edman?
Edman, yes. He's going to be something like that, man, come playoff time. I see him like a player, not a big name, but he's going to be crucial come October. I mean, the pitching is, I mean, look at Rodon, man. We're ready, man. We're ready. I can smell October, and our playoffs start tomorrow, bro. We got this, man. Shout out. Hey, bro, you have a good weekend, and go Yankees, man.
Appreciate you, bro. I'll be out there. I love Friday night in the boogie down, especially when the Yankees win. I'm going to turn up. I'll see y'all at Billy's. I'll see y'all at Stan's. I'll see y'all at the dugout. I'll see y'all in the Yankee Stadium bars, and I don't know, maybe I'll be in the suite level, maybe I'll be in Legends, maybe I'll be out there in center field at the bar. It's the last Friday night, man. It's the last regular season Friday night. The weather should be fine. I mean, going in this game tonight, we thought we were going to deal with rain. And the weather was like, nah, you know, we got to get these bums up out of here. Got to move them on and welcome in the Baltimore Orioles. Yeah, it's going to be a high of 79 tomorrow. It'll cool down nicely. So, I don't know. I feel like, you know, and I don't want to speak that, you know, they're going to lose, but I feel like I've seen so many. And from my experience, I've had so many Friday nights where we go in and we're hyped up and the fans are ready. And, you know, everyone's lathered up. The work week is over. People are getting their drinks in. people are ready to party, and then they do have that letdown, and then it kills the party after. Like, there have been Friday nights in this season where I'm ready to chill at the stadium, River Ave, go out to Twins out there, kick it with the Creatures, kick it with the Terror Squad, like literally just hang out with all the Yankee fans. Shout out to Ball Vinny. Happy birthday, Ball Vinny. You know, right there, right in front of Billy's where Vinny is. But, like, when they lose, like, they lost on a Friday night to the Red Sox. And I think it was 1-0. And everybody just couldn't get over it. Just kept coming, like, damn, they couldn't get us one run. Bro, we couldn't score one run. Like, really? Really? Yep, I just went back to it. On the 22nd of August, Yankees lose 1-0. Freed was on the mound, and I'm like, yeah, it's whack. Oh, when I officially got off the ride, but obviously I never really got off the ride, but while I was so upset, that was a Friday night against the Houston Astros where they pitched Devin Williams and let him give up homers and blow up the game. And I'm like, bro, are they dense? Like, they just did that. That's the third time in 5 days. They lost Monday, Tuesday, and Friday in a week on the back of Devin Williams. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But like Jonathan said, it's in the past, man. Can't change the past. What's done is done. This is kind of like relationships, bro. You know, you might be mad at your girl one night, but what are you going to do? You're going to break up with her? You're going to kick her to the curb? Like, that's your girl. Like, everything's not going to be perfect. It's not going to go right every single day. We're human beings. There's human error. You're going to make mistakes. Now, obviously, some mistakes are unforgivable, but this is baseball. Like, they were just trying to get Devin Williams right, and now they got him right. You know, they got a lot of things right. They worked on it. They got Volpe right. They gave Caballero his run. They're healthy. I don't think we're stating that enough. And knock on wood with these three games left. But every postseason in recent memory, the Yankees have gone in missing somebody. Somebody being hurt or somebody coming back and not being at full strength. They got their full complement of guys. So, yeah, I really hope that they are able to go out there and beat Trevor Rogers on Yankee jersey hoodie night, giving away the road gray this year, and the party that we will have in the streets till 12, 1 in the morning in the boogie down Bronx. It'll be great. I got to get me a postseason hat. I was saying I want the postseason hat. Of course, yesterday, 2 days ago now, I go to the MLB store. They have nada. Today, I'm not in the city, and they post, oh, yeah, postseason hats available now. I'm like, oh, great. That doesn't help me any. I didn't go to the stadium tonight because I got to be a good dad. So I'll wait to get one tomorrow. 888-808-1019, man. We're talking about everything from the Yankees' chances here against the Baltimore Orioles to win the division over the Toronto Blue Jays, who will face the Tampa Bay Rays. Before the break, before I really started to lean into Aaron Judge, and I'm looking at the Yankees page, two things. You know, my boy Jonathan mentioned Caballero. The Yankees did a eating Dominican food with the Yankees like video for YouTube. That's literally what it's titled. It's for Hispanic Heritage Month. Eating Dominican food with the Yankees. I was like, yo, where's my invite? De lo mio. But it's great. Just a little clip that they put out. Go check that out on the Yankees YouTube. And then also the Yankees just posted, as we're going to continue talking about the American League MVP. And again, I feel like Cal Raleigh's not going to win it when these actual baseball guys vote. Even with the bias and the hate, if they're actually true to the game and their duty, they're going to vote for Judge. The Yankees just tweeted 36 intentional walks in a season, an American League record. Not done yet. Gary's in the Bronx on the fan next. Go for it, Gary.
What's going on, Keith? So listen, I was at the game tonight. I was working. I worked down there by the Bronx, and I had some fans coming up to me talking about, oh, is Judge MVP? I saw some Seattle jerseys saying Raleigh was MVP. I just don't get it. I hear a lot of these small market fans saying that, oh, Judge has it every year. He's been doing this. We have to give it to Raleigh this year. By you saying that, you kind of are saying that you know Judge should win it, but you don't want him to this year.
Right.
And to me, I think that's ridiculous. I don't think it's a narrative award. Like, yeah, what Raleigh's doing is cool. It's the single season greatest catcher season of all time. What Judge is doing is one of the greatest seasons of all time. Like, I just don't get it. Like, maybe I'm being a Yankee homer, but I can't see look, if this guy hits 64 home runs, yeah, maybe then we can really talk about giving him the award. But even still, OPS, Judge is higher. Average, Judge is higher. More hits, more runs, higher slugging, higher on base.
I know. Like, you don't have to convince me. I've been campaigning for weeks on it.
You know, I get it.
And you know what I think, too?
I don't get it. I see all these...
I think all this campaigning for Cal Raleigh, that's his award in itself. Thanks for the call, Gary. That's his award in itself. The fact that they're even going this hard for him to make a case for him. You know, when you do the little baseball reference, stat head, baseball head to head, Judge has him in war. Judge has him in hits. Judge has him in batting average, obviously. And like he has him by batting average by 80 points. On base percentage, slugging, OPS, OPS plus. Yeah, they were both all stars. I think it's Judge fatigue, voter fatigue. Oh, again. Yeah, again. He's the best player. And like, you know what too? Like they were just talking about his 50 home run season. And I laughed. I mentioned it last night. The company that he's in are roid heads. Like, this guy is a steroid-less monster breaking the game. And then the other guy that he's with is Babe Ruth. And, like, respect to Babe Ruth, but come on. What are we talking about? You know, only four players in MLB history have ever had four seasons with 50-plus home runs. Babe Ruth, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire. Judge is clean. Test Cal Raleigh, bro. Test Cal Raleigh. Lou is in Bergen County on the fan next. Go for it, Lou.
What's up, Keith? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Real quick, I just wanted a quick shout-out to you as a dad. I mean, I'm a dad of three. Just had my third. And you're always talking about, you know, your kids and everything like that, just being a dad. So shout-out to you, man. It's not easy to be a sports fan.
Yeah.
Non-standard job. So shout-out to you,
man. Yeah, I toned it down because, you know, if you talk about your family or your kids too much on air, that'll ruffle some feathers. People be upset. They'll write about you online. But, no, I love my son. I love my wife. I'm very proud of my child, and like my number one priority in life is being a dad. So yeah, I've been to plenty of Yankee games. If it comes down to, you know, picking my son up and you know, going to you know, take care of my son, it's no question I'll be there for my son instead of going to Yankee Stadium to get a bobblehead and watch the Yankees beat the White Sox.
You should be proud of it, man. A lot of your listeners have kids, so and I wanted to mention it, Wayne. I'm a diehard Met fan, but with this Judge MVP, I mean, I have a young son. He's a huge baseball fan, and just like bringing him up, watching, you know, he loves Ohtani, loves Judge, big Met fan, but loves what he's seeing. The guy's hitting .330, and it's not a steroid error, to your point. Granted, Raleigh's had a year. Give him all the credit in the world. I think he had his show, you know, in the summer, Midsummer Classic with the home run derby. But what Judge is doing, this is his best batting average year. So if you're like looking at like what the Yankees are without Aaron Judge, with all the instabilities that they've had, and then compare that to what the Mariners are without Raleigh. I mean, it's just without question. You know, give him the MVP, you know, talks now, but the real award, we all know that resides in the Bronx with Aaron.
Amen. Thanks for the call, Lou. Shout out to you and your family, and shout out to all the good dads being good dads and trying to watch the game and trying to keep up on stats and host radio shows or do whatever job you have to do. 888-808-1019. I think that Judge is going to win. Like I said, Jeff Passan, shout out to Jeff Passan, who has been going out there talking about, he's like, it's Judge. And, you know, even talked about today, he's like, I'm asking players, his peers are saying it's Judge. Cal Raleigh, amazing season. Amazing season. Kudos to you and all that. But, like, we are measuring the most valuable player in the league. Not the most valuable player in Seattle. Not what Cal Raleigh and company have done for the Mariners. You know, today, Jeff Passan was on McAfee, and he said every player he asked says it's Judge. So if you're talking about the guys that go to battle against Judge and Cal Raleigh, they're telling you, like, bro, I don't even know why I have to waste so much breath on this. I was doing this for a couple weeks, and I said I'm done. But obviously because Cal Raleigh, did he homer tonight? I didn't check that. I'm like, last night we were like, oh, here it goes. This guy, he's about to get the record. And that's honestly the one thing that I said. I'm like, the only thing that'll sway it is if he takes the American League home run record from Judge. The narrative will grow so great. The narrative will be so loud that, like, this is the best catcher season ever. Oh, look at the Mariners. Look at this team. That it's going to be hard to quiet that. But there's enough to tell you that Judge is the MVP. And he's been the MVP all year. That's why the odds, and then that the betting stuff, right? That's another part of it. The betting change, the odds change, where now it's in favor of Cal Raleigh. Cal Raleigh went 0-for-4 today with a strikeout and a walk at DH. That's another thing, too. He's not a platinum glove catcher this year, right? If you want to put that out there about him playing defense, they're putting his defensive metrics out there. It's not like he's having a stellar year behind the plate, and he DHs. He's not their everyday catcher, but who is? I get that, too. But it's like the glazing because, oh, he catches, man. He squats. He calls the game. Look at their pitching staff. I can't give him credit for that over Judge just being an absolute monster at the plate that they don't even face. They don't even bother. They throw up the white flag. They throw up the white flag against Judge. Forget it. Forget it. Like, we have the bases open. Put him on the base. 888-808-1019. Kenny is in Queens next. Kenny, you got it.
Hey, Keith. How are you, pal?
Good.
I was just saying about Aaron Judge. He's beyond a generational player. The guy's phenomenal. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. But back to the Mets, they stink. And I'm a Mets fan. And You think they're going to win 2 out of 3 against the Marlins?
I think they can. They just beat the Cubs, a postseason team, 2 out of 3. And they scored 8-9 runs.
Yeah, okay. Last week against the Marlins, against the Nationals, they couldn't hit the
I know. I don't know what it's something baseball. About the Nationals. The Nationals have it out for the Mets. And I think they took the season series against the Mets.
And what did the Marlins do to the Mets?
Yeah.
It's a scary thought.
I know. The Marlins, like I said, I was in the building when the Mets took 3 out of 4, or the Marlins took 3 out of 4 from the Mets at the end of August. And I know the Marlins have their pitching lined up, and this is their World Series. But go compete then. Treat this as the first wild card round.
And one other thing, you know what a good team does? Is what the Yankees are doing. They beat the teams they're supposed to beat. And they're playing great. You know?
Yeah. Shout out to the schedule makers.
But the Yankees are doing what they're supposed to do.
The schedule makers made it so that the Yankees would be able to, you know, face the Twins, the Orioles, the White Sox, the Orioles.
The same amount of teams. Every American League teams play the same games against.
Yeah, I mean, I know they also went through the Tigers and the Red Sox, and yeah.
The Yankees are a good team, things to say, but at least we'll have something to watch. Anyways, Keith, great talk.
Thanks for the call, Kenny. Yeah, I don't know. Now is not the time to not believe. They just took the series from the Cubs. They scored 9 runs in the first game, 8 runs in the third game. They're hitting home runs. Got to clean up the errors, though. That's one thing. Like, if you want to say the Mets stink, the amount of errors down the stretch here, I think I was listening to a game. They said they had like 9 errors in their last 5 games. Like, that is annoying as hell as a fan to watch them throw the ball around. That's why I said tonight, like, Brett Beatty's got to play third base, not Mark Vientos. That throw that he made the other day. And even, like, Jeff McNeil and whatever. Like, you need to tighten up here. And if you're a fan, you should be excited for the opportunity to go and control your own destiny against a division rival. The Mets have to go to Miami. If I'm a Mets fan, why not go slide down to Miami? I remember going down to Miami to see Giancarlo chase 60 in that last series. In Marlins Park back then, he didn't hit one. He didn't hit one homer. He got stuck at 59. Why not slide down to Miami for the weekend? Go see one of those games. And the Marlins, yeah, I know it's gonna be the World Series for them, and they have a lot of scrappy young players. But it means so much more for the Mets to avoid this collapse. And then the other thing that's on your side is the Brewers versus the Reds. It's not a guarantee that, you know, they don't show up for this series against the Reds. And we don't know. The Reds barely got out alive today. 2-1 win. Nothing, I don't know. You can say the Mets sting, but nothing is decided yet. They have 3 games in a series in Miami to figure it out. Let me get Harvey and Dix Hills in here before we go to break. You're on, Harvey. I know it's getting late.
Hi, Keith. How are you?
Good.
But before I get to my Jackson Dart call, I just want to ask you a question. Because you played football at a very high level that we could only wish for. People played at my level, you know, junior high and high school. Do you, when you watch a pro game, do you fantasize that you're on the field, or you wish you were pro?
I used to, but now the way my body feels, I honestly look at Russell Wilson, and I'm like, how is this guy still doing it? Even Tyrod, I've told my stories about, like, those guys are my age. Like, if I was to have somehow made it to the NFL and had a career, like, Tyrod and Russell Wilson are guys that I worked out with along the, like, recruiting trail along the way. The fact that they're both still doing it, because, like I'm around their size. I'm 6'1", 195, 6'2", with my shoes on. Like, I'm not a big guy, and I played quarterback. Like,
well, I would have had to make it. I wish I was your height.
Yeah, but, like, what they have done took everything from the mental, the physical, emotional, the belief. And when I see that they're still playing in the NFL, like, these guys are monsters. They're fast. They're strong. I see some of the hits they take. Like, people are like, oh, Russ doesn't want to get hit. You wouldn't want to get hit either at his age. He's taking a ton of hits. Like, nah, I wake up, you know, going to sleep at 3:30, 4 a.m., and then, you know, I wake up with my son waking up at 7. Sometimes my neck is tight, my back. I'm like, I could never have played in the NFL. No.
My wife is up front. She's my office manager. I've always told her, when I was playing, I never thought about getting hurt. As a matter of fact, I think if you think about getting hurt,
you're going to get hurt. if you go out there even with that thought in your head, you got to go out there like you're an Iron Man. We're going to talk about Jackson Dart later, and I'm going to talk about how he's going to be fine because he believes he's the best player on the field. But what's your Giants take before we get to the break?
As a matter of fact, you know, I love Jack. That was the guy I picked out a year ago.
I know. I remember hearing you campaigning for him. Yeah.
For you get credit. Year, but, you know, this is the first time the Giants have been 0-3 since 2021. And I felt at the time to bring him in was if the offensive line was stabilized. We're going to find out whether they are. But the bottom line is that I think he has all the skills to be a very good NFL quarterback. And I think he's going to start a great career, in my opinion. The problem is I don't know if the offensive line is stabilized. I think one of the reasons is that I think the coaches are getting nervous, okay? You know, and maybe there's a little pressure from the owner. I'm not sure. I'm not in the clubhouse. But I do know that, and I know a lot of people de-emphasize preseason. I think all the parts, whether it's a camp, preseason, and the season, are important. And during preseason, they had a different offense than they do now. They had a diversified offense. They're going to, you know, I mentioned that to you, I think, before, Dante Turbo Miller, they were doing screen passes, and he's on the practice squad, and they haven't done any screen passing.
It's just because the preseason is like, the defenses are very basic and vanilla, and a lot of those guys aren't even in the league now. And so, you know, some of these guys are going so full tilt, they're trying to get to the quarterback and make a play, and you can catch them with a screen pass because they're not playing the screen, and those screens go in the preseason. These NFL NFL starters now, they have the ability to rush the passer, identify a screen, play both. Like, they're just a lot better. Thanks for the call, Harvey. We will get into the football now. Now that Harvey mentioned it, I do have some takes and some things. Like, they said Brian Daboll spent 10 hours with Jackson Dart, and Mike Kafka's talking about calling plays for his skill set. Well, the start Dart era is upon us, and enjoy it now. It's not going to be smooth sailing all the way, but, you know, when you talk about the offensive line, he can make plays with his legs. He's not as much of a sitting duck as Russell Wilson is. When you talk about confidence, like I said, this kid is, he's not afraid. He's not shook at all. He wants this moment. This is his dream, to play in the NFL, be quarterback of the New York Giants. He looks like he's cut out to handle it. I can't wait to see how he handles it. 888-808-1019. We will continue with the Yankees and the MVP conversation and the Mets and, you know, the wild card and the division. And, of course, it's a football Friday, so we'll hit the football as well. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This city lives and breathes sports. WFAN is where Yankees fans argue with Mets fans and Giants fans debate Jets fans. Live, loud, and daily. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
All right, let's get it, man. Right back to the phones we go. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I want to get to the football. There are a few stories around the Giants, a couple things with the Jets as well. We'll hit on that in the 1 o'clock hour. Everything from what they had to say on Thursday Night Football about the Giants, the plane story with the planes that are going to fly over MetLife Stadium, new additions to the Jets, and Monday Night Football, the world will see the Jets versus Dolphins. Does that give Justin Fields an extra day to clear concussion protocol? Or is Tyrod Taylor going to rock again? And what are you expecting to see out of the Jets against a team that they could beat? The Dolphins haven't beat anybody. 888-808-1019. Let's take these Yankee calls, though, till we get to one. Carlos and Clifton on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, Keith. What's up? Just to touch a little bit on the Yankees, especially the Judge thing. I had a little conversation with my youngest son, and I try to explain to him what Judge has been doing is what I did, when they told us stories about Babe Ruth. I said, this is your Babe Ruth. You're watching him right now, live. Nobody, you're not going to understand what he's doing until you have kids. I mean, this is incredible. And then the hypocrisy of all these guys that have platforms that are saying, I mean, baseball has become analytic driven. We know that, right? So now we're just going to disregard all the analytics when it comes to Judge and what's going on now.
Moving the goalposts, of course.
Yeah, we're going to go back to the 1980s when all it was average, home runs, and whatever RBI. Now we're going to forget about everything else. Another thing I wanted to ask you. So they showed us what they're going to do in the postseason, the Yankees. So I guess I know Ben Rice has to play every game, either first or home or behind the plate. I think they showed us that when they had him catch Max Fried the other night. I never saw that.
Yeah, and I think he's fine. I mean, you need his bat in the lineup every day, and it depends on matchups, right? Paul Goldschmidt versus lefties. It depends on who we're facing. It depends on the pitching.
And one more thing, two more Yankee points. I'm going to get off and listen to you. I know the stats. I know you guys know them. Everybody knows. But when you start, like, cross-referencing, like when I was looking at, okay, so Judge walked 36 times intentionally. He played six less games than Cal Riley, but he has 30 more hits. I mean, like, yeah. Make it make sense. It doesn't. And then one more thing. With the Yankees going into the postseason, do you think it's better? I know what you're going to say. We need the rest. The locomotive is on the track right now. Now, if we win the division, that's a week of us not playing high-intensity baseball.
Yeah, I don't care.
I
would love to win the division. Thanks for the call and all the points. I would love to win the division, but I don't care. I'm not scared of a wild card. I've never been to a three-game wild card at Yankee Stadium. I'll be at all three games. And you're right. The locomotive is going. We play today. We win today. That's it. They could win the first two games. We don't get three. I'm not afraid of that. Definitely against Boston. I would love to knock Boston off. Freed, Rodon, done. I would love to do that. And, you know, it is funny, right? Cal Raleigh doesn't have – there's no math that has Cal Raleigh as the MVP over Judge. It's the written part, the story that they're writing. The math part of the test, Judge passed. The written part, they are writing all of these type of things from the Seattle Mariners angle, the team angle, the catching angle, Mickey Mantle switch hitting angle. Like, it's like, bro, give me a break. They need all of these different storylines. Choose your own adventure for Cal Raleigh to become the MVP this year over Aaron Judge. Like, that's sad. That's sad. Like, they're going out of their way. And that's why I said, I don't think he wins. I think this is his win. This is his victory lap, that they're even going out of their way to, you know, pull rabbits out of a hat and all these things that they're coming up with for Cal Raleigh to beat Judge. Because if you just look at it on paper, it's Judge. You know, with Babe Ruth, and like, I don't know. The stories they tell about Babe, I wouldn't even, like, that's what I said. Like, Babe Ruth, come on. They said Babe Ruth, like, and respect to Babe Ruth, but like, that was a way different kind of baseball back then. It's not even close. I can't even compare Judge to Babe Ruth or Ohtani to Babe Ruth. But I guess if you want to say, hey, well, that was the baseball in that era, it's much harder to play. It is much harder to do what Judge is doing now. If Judge came out of the dugout onto the field when Babe Ruth was playing, they would have probably shot at him. They would have thought he was an alien. They would have tried to arrest him. They would have tried to put him somewhere, put him in Area 51. Was Area 51 around back then in 1920s, 30s? Like, they wouldn't know what he is. Like, Judge is a freak of nature, and it just sucks that, like, because he's a Yankee, they're going to hate on the guy because he's been doing this for a long time. They've got fatigue. And, yeah, this is a year where he's going to win the batting title with over 50 homers. His OPS is stupid. But because Cal Raleigh has come along, the 1 year of Cal Raleigh, you're going to say, this is the 1 year. And you know what? I bet next year Cal Raleigh doesn't do this. Cal Raleigh doesn't do this next year. Ari's in Lakewood on the fan. What's up, man? You're in there.
Yeah, I wanted to rush a little.
Say that again? All right, I can't really hear you. I don't know if your signal.
Schlittler, you hear me?
Okay, there you are. Yeah, what's up, man? Cam Schlittler?
I want to talk about Jackson Dart at one point after also this. Don't hang up.
Okay, I won't.
I think, first of all, I was listening to the other night, Major Fan Best Show.
Thank you.
I was listening, and you named me like 10 people in the bullpen. So why should he put him in the bullpen? A, there's a chance you could screw him over. B, you don't need it. I think you trade Will Warren.
They're not going to.
I think you trade Will Warren.
Well, trade deadline is passed.
Next year.
But next year, I mean, Will Warren, whatever happens in spring training, and not for nothing. Somebody's always hurt. We'll cross that bridge. But let's talk about Cam Schlittler right now. They're lining him up to start in the wild card. Like, they have no plans of messing him up and putting him in the bullpen. I was getting creative. Honestly, that narrative started 2 weeks ago when the bullpen was ass against the Detroit Tigers. I went to one of those games and I'm like, bro, like, we got to figure something out with this pen. But they have figured it out now. Weaver looks a lot better now. We're trusting high lev dev now. Bednar, I don't think we give Bednar enough props for coming in here and stabilizing the closer position. And then even
Williams was good tonight.
Yeah, even what you're able to get out of Fernando Cruz, Tim Hill, like, you don't necessarily have a role for Cam Schlittler. In theory, having a flamethrower that can come out in the postseason touching 98, 99, in theory is great, but, like, you also need a starter. And I think they might like him better than Heal.
Yeah, he's an up-and-coming star.
So he's going to start on Saturday. He'll start on Sunday. And that would line up Schlittler to pitch on regular rest in game three of the wild card, which that's not off the table. If the Yankees lose one game here and Toronto loses one game here, the Yankees are in the wild card. The Yankees have to sweep and Toronto has to lose a game for the Yankees to, you know, forego this wild card.
Who's Toronto playing?
The Tampa Bay Rays. It's baseball. Anything can happen. That ball could bounce over third base and be ruled foul, and, you know, it could change the game. But what I'm saying here is, like, we can't, you know, I think we got pumped, and I did. All of us should. We got pumped just seeing the standings that we were neck and neck yesterday. And then today was supposed to be the day that the Red Sox sweep because they're, you know, playing a bullpen game, and the Yankees sweep.
The one day that we're rooting for the Red Sox to lose.
It didn't happen that way, and now reality is kind of set in. Like, hey, we got three more games here, and the Yankees got to sweep the Orioles, and here comes a guy that shut us down last time we saw him. If they lose this game and Toronto goes on to win the rest of their games, or if Toronto goes on to just win two out of three games, the tiebreaker goes to Toronto. The Yankees have to sweep, and we've got to watch that out-of-town scoreboard and hope that they lose.
Yeah, and also what you said the other night, I'm not sure you said that Jackson Dart, and first of all, the reason why Shane and Dable, he made Josh Allen. And
No. I can't. No Big Mac is probably driving here right now. I'm so tired of he made Josh Allen. Josh Allen has been so much better since Dable left.
But he's a running quarterback.
He helped Josh Allen develop, of course. But Josh Allen is a freak of nature. He's an MVP.
Obviously, but he's a running quarterback, Jackson Dart, so that's why I picked him.
He's not a running quarterback. He can run. And almost all of these quarterbacks.
You don't think he'll run a lot?
I don't think he's going to run a lot. I think just because they have that RPO, that zone read package for him, where he could pull the ball and run, you're going to see some of that. But like Jackson Dart, I'd be afraid for him to run because he gets knocked out of the game and you're back to Russell Wilson. I want him to throw the ball to Malik Nabers. Get the ball to one. That should be his number one objective. Find number one. Get the ball to Malik Nabers. Get the ball out of your hand. Let it rip. Get the tight ends involved. Where's little Wandale Robinson? Get him the ball.
You also said that the same thing is going to happen when if, let's say, does Shane and Dable screw over, then they're going to get fired, and the next people get hired.
I think they're going to get fired either way because they're not going to win. This kid is not going to come in and turn this year's Giants into last year's Commanders like Jaden Daniels did. Jaden Daniels had way more around him, way better coaching. Everything started new and fresh over there, and no one saw them coming. The Giants have the toughest strength of schedule, and there is no soft landing spot, but they're starting it now in hopes that, okay, he gets one game under his belt against the Chargers, and then he can go down to New Orleans and beat the Saints. But then you got to go Eagles, Broncos, Eagles, and it's going to get ugly. Enjoy it now. Enjoy it for the next 2 weeks. Because maybe even against the Broncos, but like I'm fearful for him against the Eagles and that Eagles defense.
You should be. The Eagles have amazing defense.
They have an amazing team and coaches, and they're going to be licking their chops for a young rookie. And this is the NFL. They're going to try and humble him. Thanks for the call and the compliments, Ari. Like the confidence that he has, and that's football. The confidence that he has. And this has nothing to do with Jackson Dart, but I remember I came out of New Jersey. I had just balled in the All-State game. We get into preseason camp at JMU, and I'm in a room full of strangers, and they make all the freshmen get up and introduce yourselves. And I made a terrible mistake. I thought that I was just going to waltz into college football and be just as good as I was because I balled in the state game with all these Division I players. And so I got up to the podium, and I said something along the lines like, Keith McPherson, dirty jersey down here in Virginia to do y'all dirty. Let's get it. And some people on the defense took that personal. Little did I know. And back then there were no rules on like practice and concussions and stuff like that. You didn't just get a red jersey as a freshman quarterback. You had to go through 2 weeks of camp live and earn it. Oh boy. Regret mistake. McPherson, you're up. Oh my. And they can hit you. What was that you said in the intro meeting, Jersey boy? Like, bro, I'm like, they want to humble you. Defensive players, they want to snatch Jackson Dart's chain. They want to knock him on his back. They want to put the fear of God into him so that he turns the ball over. Now, we will get to the Jackson Dart audio that I have, or the, you know, the conversations around them prepping him. I think they're going to call way different plays. I expect a different offense. Russell Wilson is not Jackson Dart. Kafka was talking about, you know, calling plays for his skill set. You saw his skill set in preseason. You even saw them run plays that he was comfortable with at Ole Miss. Now, this is a guy that played in the SEC. He's going to be ready. This is a guy that played big-time college football at USC and Ole Miss. Playing in East Rutherford against the Chargers is just football for him. But, you know, Jim Harbaugh, he's going to be ready. Jim Harbaugh saw him in college. I don't know if he played against him, but, like, Jim Harbaugh was in college while he was in college. Jim Harbaugh had a quote where he says, he's a good player. We can already see that on the tape that we have seen. Like, they're watching tape of his preseason games. Really just presence, mobility, right? And everybody knows that, right? It's not like they are going to have design runs, and they probably will have some design runs for Jackson Dart, maybe some QB draws. But when the pocket breaks down, Russell Wilson is throwing air balls, or Russell Wilson is throwing incompletions, or Russell Wilson's little ass can't see. When the pocket breaks down on Jackson Dart, he's going to improvise and create. He's going to whoop, whoop. He's going to boogie out of it. And they know that. So Harbaugh goes on to say he sees the entire field. He's an accurate thrower. All the good things. He's got it. And he's got that it factor too. You can see that. And what defenses don't want a young quarterback like this that has the most belief in himself, that thinks he's the best player on the field to do, they don't want him to go out there and start moving the chains and get in the end zone and get confident. Because once that starts, you guys saw Dart in the preseason, bro. He didn't even want to go in the blue tent. He's giving them the hurry it up sign in the blue tent. That's not how the blue tent works, homie. They got to check you out. Like, he's a dog. He's a dog. And if the Chargers somehow underestimate him and let him get going, his confidence is going to build. Playing quarterback, you got to think that you're the best guy on the field. Jack is in Rhode Island before we get to the break. Talking Jackson Dart. Jack, you got it.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So you're a Nets fan, huh?
A Nets fan? Brooklyn Nets?
Well, who's the greatest Nets player ever?
New Jersey Nets.
All right. I'm originally from Long Island. Who's the greatest Nets? Go ahead. Give me.
Julius Erving.
100%, my brother. Nice.
That's an easy one. I wish I was old enough to see him, not Babe Ruth. I wish I was old enough to watch Dr. J.
I heard you talking about Babe Ruth. That was outstanding. Excellent stuff. So I'm actually going to the game on Sunday with my daughter. Okay. I live in Rhode Island, but I'm a Giant fan from Long Island. And I'm excited, but as most Giant fans, I'm guarded optimism, if you will. And so I guess because you talked about a lot of things already, how do you think the defense responds? Like, are they invigorated maybe because they have, like, this new quarterback or something like that? Do you have any perspective on that?
Yeah. If they have points on the board, if they're getting to rest because he's going on long drives, yeah, they're going to respond. I think the whole team is going to respond because it's an injection of youth. It's an injection of aura and swag and different energy. Russ and, like, I do hate how everybody's coming down on Russ, because I was watching them on Thursday Night Football, Richard Sherman taking shots, Tony Gonzalez taking shots, and it's like, damn, Russ gets the bag, gets the girl, gets a Super Bowl ring, and now everybody gets to laugh at him because he's getting benched. He just, like, I hate that, because Russ is a guy, man, like, I think we got to put more respect on his name, but the way that Russ is in the locker room, in the huddle, he's not like Jackson Dart. Like, they're polar opposites. They're way different kind of guys. Like, it's just not the same type of thing. Russ is very spiritual and religious and God-fearing, and that's a good thing. I am too. But not everybody wants to hear that. Like, they want to see you go out there and play, right? He's doing the visualization, mentally seeing himself out there making plays, and then no plays happen. He's ultra positive. Like, Jackson Dart is going out there. He's got a look in his eye like he's trying to kill.
That's great perspective. I look at it from where I am as, like, as Giant fans, we're like, we have a lot of hope. We always have hope. That's what we live on these days, is hope. And I hope that his performance is, you know, reality is, I don't know where Giant fans are, but I can tell you, like, I hope they they represent. Winning the game would be wonderful, but seeing progress and the movement in the right direction, I think, is what we're all looking for.
Now, there's one thing that nobody's really talking about this weekend. I'm sure it's going to pop up on Football Friday. There's a quarterback over there that plays for the Chargers, and with Jim Harbaugh coaching him now the last 2 years, he's hard to stop. And he's got a bunch of receivers, and he can get out of the pocket and make plays. And he's got a cannon of an arm. So, like, it's not all about Jackson Dart. Justin Herbert exists. Jay Herbo is going to cook, too. Thanks for the call, Jack. 888-808-1019. Let's break it down. I've got 1 hour left. When we come back, there's some audio I want you to hear from Thursday Night Football. Not them hating on Russ, but them talking about Jackson Dart. And then I also do want to read a little bit from the article about the 16-year-old from New Jersey taking on stubborn Giants owner with latest plane protests. Yeah, they're going to fly the planes. The planes will be over MetLife this Sunday. So we'll talk about that as well. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.